بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن.
Allah
هو ذا المنان.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi from the Islamic House of Qom is ready to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the birth of Imam As, Imam Mahdi Ajjalallah. So, what are the proofs, the authentic proofs, that a person by the name of Muhammad and by the title of Mahdi was born from Imam Hassan al-Askari, the 11th Shia Imam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In recent years, there are some doubts mentioned regarding the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, especially by some Wahhabis, and they claim that you cannot prove the birth of your Imam, that is Imam Mahdi, son of Imam Askari alayhi salam, even based on your Shia sources. And there is no authentic narrations, even in Shia sources, to prove the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And unfortunately, they are so much circulated among the Shia-Sunni circles. And I've seen some even Shias to have some misunderstanding regarding this issue. So inshallah, as our dear listeners would follow the discussion, they will see that we can prove the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam not only from the Shia sources, but also from the Sunni sources. I mean, I will refer to some Sunni sources which prove the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Of course, they do not believe in him to be Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but yes, they have referred to the birth of a son, of a child, for Imam Askari alayhi salam. Because these Wahhabis claim that Imam Askari alayhi salam did not have any son. Now, there are many ways to prove the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. First of all, I would like to talk about this issue based on Shia sources. There are tens of narrations in Shia sources proving the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and I have divided them into different categories. Now, before referring to these narrations, there is a very important point that we should not ignore, and that is the fact that the enemies of the Shia, they knew about the fact that Imam Askari alayhi salam will have a child and he would fill the earth with justice, and he is the promised, yes, Mahdi. That is why they were looking for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to kill him. And that is why, again, we see that from time to time they would send the Abbasid Caliphate of the time, they would send people, agents, to the house of Imam Askari alayhi salam, mm-hmm, to check the women to see if they are pregnant or not, and so on and so forth. That is why the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is a miracle, because his mother, Lady Najis Khatun salamullah alayha, does not show any sign of pregnancy. Yes. Except before the night of his birth. Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise, people and the agents of the Abbasid caliphs would have known this issue. So my point is that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is born secretly, and this is very natural to receive few narrations about the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, because this is the time that people are trying to kill him. Yes. And under this situation, you cannot expect Imam Askari alayhi salam to publicize this event. This is a very important point. But at the same time, we have enough narrations about the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and the number is so great that we need to divide them into different categories. The first category is the fact that is about the people who met Imam Mahdi alayhi salam at the time of Imam Askari alayhi salam. There are a number of narrations in this regard. Umar al-Ahwazi says that Abu Muhammad, that is Imam Askari alayhi salam, showed me his son, and he told me he is the Imam after me. Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 331. Muhammad bin Uthman, Muawiyah bin Hakim, and Muhammad bin Ayyub bin Nuh. These three people, they say that Abu Muhammad Hassan ibn Ali, that is Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, show in his house showed us his son, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, to us and 37 other people. Imam Askari alayhi salam has shown Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to 40 people. And this is the witness of three of them. And he told us that this is the Imam after me for you and my caliph. Kamaluddin, page 435. 40 people have seen Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The next narration, Ya'qub ibn Manqui says that I went to the house of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, and on his right there was a room with a curtain, and I asked him about the Imam after him. He told me that remove the curtain. Then I saw a child who was about 10 years old or 8 years old. He came to us, and then Imam Askari alayhi salam told me that this is the Imam for you after me. Kamal al-Din, page 437.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
In another narration, a man from Fars calls, he quotes that, I went to Samarra, and once I went to the house of Imam Askari alayhi salam, and then he called one of his, one of the ladies inside the house. She came and brought with her a child, and the Imam showed me Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and told me that he's the Imam after me. Al-Kafi, one in one, page 329. So this is the first category of the narrations. Those people who saw Imam Mahdi alayhi salam at the time of Imam Askari alayhi salam.
Yes.
The second category of the narrations is about the people who were informed about the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam by Imam Askari alayhi salam. So they did not see Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but they were informed by Imam Askari alayhi salam about his birth. For example, Muhammad bin Ali bin Bilal says that 2 years before his demise, Imam Askari alayhi salam sent me a message, and in it he informed me of his vicegerent, his caliph, the Imam after him. And again, 3 days before his demise, he sent me another message and told me about his the caliph and the Imam after him, that is That's Imam right. Mahdi. Al-Kafi, 1-in-1, page 328. Abu Hashim Ja'fari narrates that once I told Imam Askari alayhi salam that your greatness prevents me to ask you a question. Imam told me, ask your question. I asked him, do you have any child? The Imam said, yes. Al-Kafi, 1-in-1, page 328. These are different witnesses by different people regarding the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Uthman ibn Sa'id says that when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born, Imam Askari alayhi salam called me. I went to him, and he told me that Imam Askar alayhi salam told me that buy such and such number of breads and some amount of meat and distribute it among Banu Hashim as a kind of aqiqah for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Kamal al-Din, page 431. Ja'far ibn Muhammad ibn Ismail, he says that Imam Askar alayhi salam told me that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me my son Mahdi, then he sent two angels and the rest of the narration. Al-Hidayatul Kubra, page 358. Again, another person is telling us that Imam Askari has told him about the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah says that when Zubayri, may Allah's curse be upon him, was killed, a letter came to me from Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, and in it Imam al-Askari alayhi salam had written that this is the punishment for the one who insulted the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. He thought that he would kill me while I do not have a child. Then he saw the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Al-Kafi 1-1, page 329. This is the second category of the narrations. Those who did not see the Imam, but they were informed about the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam by Imam Askari alayhi salam.
Are these narrations also recorded in Sunni references?
No, I will come. No? For the first part, I'm proving the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam based on Shia sources.
Yes.
Later, maybe in the next session, I will talk about Sunni sources as well.
Yes.
But as I mentioned, Shia narrations are also divided into different categories. So far, I have mentioned two categories. The second category is about those people who saw Imam Mahdi alayhi salam during the minor occultation.
Mm-hmm.
The first category was those people who saw Imam Mahdi alayhi salam during the time of Imam Askari alayhi salam. Now the people who saw him during the minor occultation, that is from the year 260 until the year 329.
Yes.
Abdullah bin Ja'far al-Himyari says that, I asked Muhammad ibn Uthman, have you seen Sahibu Had al-Amr, meaning Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? Muhammad ibn Uthman told me, yes, the last time that I saw him, he was next to Kaaba. Al-Ghiba, page 253. Abu Ali bin Mutahhar says that I saw Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and then he refers to the physical features of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Al-Kafi 1-1, page 331. Ibrahim ibn Idris says that after the demise of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam and his martyrdom, I saw a young child who was about the age of puberty, and I kissed his hand and his face.
That's right.
Al-Kafi 1-1, page 331. Abu Abdullah bin Saleh says that I saw Imam Mahdi alayhi salam next to Al-Hajar al-Aswad, Al-Kafi 1-1, page 331. Nasim or Nusaym and Maria, the slave girls of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, were among the people who saw Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Sayyari says that these two ladies told me that when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born, he sneezed and then he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Kamal Din, page 430. Abu Harun says that I saw Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam and he was born on such and such date.
That's
Kamal
right.
Din, page 432. Abu al-Adjan, Muhammad bin Saleh, Ahmed Hassan, Muhammad bin Saleh, the grandfather of Hassan bin Wajna, Kamal bin Ibrahim, Muhammad bin Ismail, Ibrahim bin Abdah al-Nishaburi, Saima, Ibrahim bin Muhammad bin Faris, Ismail bin Adim, and many other people are among the people who saw Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam during his minor occultation. The list continues. There are many people in this list.
That's right.
So far I have referred to the fact that in Shia sources, for sure we can prove the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. For Sunni
right.
sources, I think we need to follow in the next session.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن